Sudo Militam Yana Tasmai Sigurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pisaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachacharya Satharine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Dana Vallabha Jasoda nanda nanda jaja nanda jaja nanda nanda jaja nanda jaja jamuna tida bonanda jamuna tida.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jayananda Jayadaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Gajavinda Jayadayo Chichai Chanda Jayo Nityananda Jayadaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Gajavinda Jayadayo Chichai Chanda Jayo Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Narayana Namaskritya Narayana Saiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Dhanujaya Muliyajat Mukhakaro Sivachala Mangalam Nayati Girim Yatkipasa Maham Bhakti Sivarum Minasayinam Paramananda Maravam Hari Om Tat Sat.
We have Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila. That Raghunath, the chapter, Raghunath Das meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Something like that. So today is a very special day.
Danas je vrlo specijalan dan.
This is called the Panihati Chiradai Mahotsava anniversary.
To se zove obilježavanje Panihati Chida Chidadahi Mahotsava.
Panihati is one of the five places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally resides.
Panihati je jedno od pet mjesta na kojem Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vječno prebiva.
And there, when Lord Nityananda came back to Bengal, then he started his sankirtan preaching at Panihati.
Kada se gospodin Nityananda vratio u Bengal, onda je on počeo svoje sankirtan propovjedanje u Panihatiju.
Panihati is about so Mayapur is about 108 kilometers in Calcutta. This may be about 30-40.
Mayapur se nalazi oko 108 kilometara od Kolkate, a Panihati oko 30 do 40 kilometara.
It's on the bank of the Ganges.
Tako na obali Gange.
There's a temple there, Raghunath Das of rather Raghava Pandit and Damayanti Devi.
Tu postoji hram od Raghava Pandita i Damayanti Devi.
They have Radha Madan Mohan Devis.
Oni imaju Radha Madan Mohan božanstva.
Raghava Pandit and Damayanti are famous because they made this special packets of food which would last for a long time.
Raghava Pandit i Damayanti su poznati po tome što su napravili te posebne posude sa raznim voćem koje je trajalo mnogo, mnogo dana.
Some had a one month expiry date.
Neko od tih voća je trajalo čak mjesec dana.
Some had 2 months.
Neko je trajalo i 2 mjeseca.
6 months.
Neko i 6 mjeseci.
1 year.
Neko i od njih je trajalo i godinu dana.
Some 12 years.
Neko od njih čak i 12 godina.
She could make this Damayanti, or they knew how to make a special sweet from Ganges mud.
Damayanti, ona je znala baš posebno kako se da napravi slatko od blata iz Gange.
It would be very good cook to make mud taste good.
Morate vrlo dobro znati kuhati da biste učinili blato ukusnim.
Of course, Ganges mud is very special.
Naravno, blato Gange je vrlo posebno.
But since then, I don't think anybody else has perfected this preparation.
Ali od tog vremena ne vjerujem da je iko savršio tu preparaciju.
So Raghava Pandit is a very important personality for this Panihati fest place.
Tako da je Raghava Pandit vrlo posebna osoba za ovaj Panihati festival, odnosno mjesto.
So we should chant some mantra today for the. So this is the first chapter of the first mantra of the chapter.
Ovo je, trebalo smo zbog toga mantra i određene mantre, a ovo je u prvom poglavlju prva mantra.
Kripa gunaya kugrihanda kupad, kripa gunaya kripa kugrihanda kupad, udritya bhangya raghunatha dasam, udritya bhangya raghunatha dasam, Nyasya sarupe vidadhin thara angam, Nyasya sarupe vidadhin thara nyangam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya amum prapadye, Sri Krishna Chaitanya amum prapadye. With the robes of his causeless mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing him under the charge of Sarup Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto him.
Prevod je sa konopcima njegove bezuzručne milosti. Šri Krišna Četanja Mahaprabhu je napravio trik kako da oslobodi Raghunatha Das Goswamija od slijepog bunara zapetljanosti u porodični život. On je učinio da Raghunatha Das Goswami učinio Raghunatha Das Goswamija da postane jedan od njegovih ličnih pratilaca, stavljajući ga pod vodstvo Svarup Damodar Goswamija. Ja mu odajem svoje poštovanje.
So Lord Raghunath Das went to see Lord Chaitanya at Shantipur and got some instructions from Shantipur. Said, I want to give up my family life and come and join you.
Tako da Raghunath Das kad je vidio Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u Shantipuru za vrijeme tog festivala, on je rekao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ja bih htio da se odvojim od svog porodičnog života i da dođem tebi.
Prabhu shikate Teho nija gore jai, makata vairagya chari hoila bishoi prai. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Means a materialistic, like dollar cents, euro cents, just money, just like.
Umjesto da postane takozvani odvojenik, Raghunath Das, sljedeći instrukcije gospodina, vratio se kući i djelovao je potpuno kao materijalista, vezan za novac.
Lord Chaitanya said like this, trying to just leave your responsibilities, your family. The many people, they'll do like this because they're not happy in their family, all become renounced. He said, this is like a monkey renunciation.
I onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao njemu, nemoj da postaneš, da napuštaš svoju porodicu, jer ako to učiniš, onda će mnogi ljudi slijediti to i također napuštati svoje porodice, sve, znači, povezati, to bi bila odvojenost majmuna.
Monkeys look very renounced, they wear no clothes, living in the forest.
Majmuni izgledaju vrlo odvojeno, oni nemaju odjeće, žive u šumi.
But they're actually big bogies.
Ali oni su zapravo veliki bogi.
The alpha monkey has got maybe 30-40 wives.
Jer majmun ima otprilike negdje 30-40 žena.
They are big sense enjoyers.
Oni su veliki čuvni uživaoci.
So that the idea market vairagi means looks outside renounced, but inside he's simply thinking how to enjoy the senses.
Tako da Markata Vairagi znači da to je ona osoba koja na izgled izgleda kao da je veliki odvojenik, a iznutra zapravo je veliki čulni uživalac.
Rather, Lord Chaitanya, better to be inwardly renounced than outwardly just look like you're a normal material person.
I onda mu je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, bolje budi iznutra odvojen, a izvana izgledaj kao da si obična materialistička osoba.
His mother and father became very happy, oh, now he's normal.
Onda su roditelji od Raguna Dasa bili vrlo sretni kad su to čuli, ovo, on je sad ponovo normalan.
Dobro, dobro. Lord Chaitanya said, keep your mind always with Krishna, but do your duties responsibly.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mu je rekao, svoj um uvijek zaokupi Krishnom, a izvana izvršavaj svoje dužnosti uvijek.
So like this he was his father and uncle were big landlords.
Njegov otac i njegov ujak su bili veliki zemljoposjednici.
They also collected taxes for the emperor.
Oni su također sakupljali porez za kralja.
This was a feudal system 500 years ago in India.
To je bio feudalni sistem prije 500 godina u Indiji.
So there were kings,
bili su kraljevi,
lords,
bili su zemljoposjednici.
Like that. So his uncle was a lord.
A njegov ujak je bio jedan od tih velikih zemljoposjednika.
He had his own army.
Imao je svoju vojsku.
Police, whatever you want to call them.
Imao je policiju ili kako god to zvali.
He had his tax collectors.
Imao je svoje sakupljače poreza.
So from his area.
Tako i u njegovoj toj oblasti.
He was collecting 2 million gold coins. A year.
On je sakupljao 2 miliona zlatnika godišnje.
And he is supposed to pay 3/4 to the emperor and keep 1/4 for himself.
I od toga je 3/4 davao kralju, a 1/4 je mogao zadržati za sebe.
But he was only giving 1,200,000 to the emperor.
Ali on je davao samo 1,200,000 kralju.
And 800,000 gold coins he was swallowing.
A 800,000 zlatnika je gutao, zadržavao za sebe.
So now these are gold coins. In those days, far as I know, they were 11 grams each.
U to vrijeme svaki taj zlatnik je težio 11 grama.
So right now, for an ounce of gold, which is 28 grams. It's about 600 and something dollars, maybe, how many euros?
To bi sada, ta vrijednost tog zlatnika bi sada bilo negdje oko 600 dolara.
So you can figure out that 11 gram must be about $250.
I onda,
maybe like 200 euros.
To bi sad bilo negdje oko 200 eura vrijedno, jedan zlatnik.
So 200 euros times 800,000. That was how much money his uncle and father were making.
I onda možete izračunati 800,000 zlatnika puta 200 eura. Eto, toliko su novca godišnje dobivali taj ujak.
In those days.
U ona vremena.
When you could buy a kilo of rice, for one cent you could buy like a whole bag of rice.
Tada ste za jedan cent mogli kupiti veliku vreću riže.
Even 50 years ago, Prabhupada said his father used to buy the grains for the whole year and he would spend a few rupees.
Prabhupada je također govorio da je njegov otac običavao kupiti puno žitarica za cijelu godinu, a samo nekoliko rupija bi dao za to.
Anyway, there are super rich people.
U svakom slučaju bili su oni nadprosječno bogati ljudi.
And externally they were very favorable Lord Chaitanya, they were Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
Izvanski gledano bili su jako naklonjeni gospodine Chaitanya, oni su bili Gaudiya Vaishnave.
But Raghunath Das was a real pure devotee.
Ali Raghunath Das je bio stvarno pravi čisti bhakta.
And his parents, uncle were almost devotees. Almost pure devotees.
Njegovi roditelji i ujak su bili pa skoro bhakte.
Externally they were doing, but they were very attached to all their material things.
Izanski su radili razne devocijske stvari, ali su iznutra bili vrlo vezani za to svoje materijalno bogatstvo.
So then his uncle got caught that he was cheating the government 300,000 gold coins.
I onda su ujaka od Raguna Das Gosvamija uhvatili kako vara prilikom predavanja poreza.
Minister and one Chaudhary came to arrest his uncle and father.
I jedan ministar, kraljev ministar je došao da uhapsi njegovog ujaka i njegovog oca.
They escaped.
Oni su pobjegli.
They got advance notice.
Da, pobjegli su zato što su unaprijed bili obavješteni da dolazi ministar da ih uhapsi.
So then they arrested Raghunath Das.
Ali onda su uhapsili Raghunath Dasa.
As a hostage.
Kao taoca.
So there, this guy Chaudhary, who was the previous tax collector that complained to the government because he wasn't getting, he got removed by his uncle.
Gao Chaudhary, on koji je prije skupljao porez, on se žalio zbog toga što ga je vlada ga je uklonila sa tog mjesta ministra.
So he was threatening Raghunath Das. Threatening.
I on je prijetio Raghunath Dasu.
I'm gonna beat you, I'm gonna punish you. You got your uncle and father here, where they have to give their money.
Ja ću te prebiti. Moraš dovesti svog oca i ujaka ovamo, moraju vratiti novac.
Like that, but he wouldn't actually touch him because he's afraid. Maybe he's got so much influence. If I really beat him, I'll be in big trouble.
Ali nije ga fizički dirao, jer je možda bojao se. Možda on ima toliko utjecaja, ako ga istučem, dosta pašću u nevolje.
Like this, he had to suffer so much material, just for playing this game. He had to suffer so much.
I zbog toga što je igrao tu igru, morao je da pati toliko puno.
He wasn't involved in any of these things.
Raghunath nije bio uključen u nijednu od tih stvari.
And one day he told this Chaudhary.
Jednog dana je rekao tom svom Chaudhryu.
You know, when I look at you, your beautiful face.
Znaš, kad pogledam tebe u tvoje lijepo lice.
With your long beard.
Sa tvojom velikom bradom.
I feel you just like my father.
Osjećam kao da si moj otac.
You are a peer, you are a great guru amongst the Muslims.
ti si naš rod, ti si veliki guru među muslimanima.
You know, you and my uncle, my brother, my father, you're all brothers. You're also my uncle, you're also my father.
Znaš, ti i moj otac i moj ujak, vi svi ste kao moj otac, svi ste vi moji ujaci i očevi.
Brothers are always sometimes friends, sometimes fighting, it's the nature of brothers.
A braća ponekad se svađaju, nekad su prijatelji, nekad se svađaju, to je priroda stvari.
I don't know why my uncle and father, they should be giving you something, they should, you also deserve something, you're their brother. Yes. I you know, if I get a chance, I'll tell them that this should all be solved, I'm sure you'll all be friends again.
Ja ne razumijem svog oca Jujaka, oni bi i tebi također trebali dati nešto od tog novca, jer vi bi svi trebali da budete zajedno prijatelji. Ja kad ih sretnem, ja ću im reći da trebaju da ti daju također
hearing
novca.
These sweet words from Raghunath, tears are pouring down the beard of this Muslim Chaudhary.
I na te slatke riječi od Raghunatha suze su počele da liju niz lice od ovoga Chaudhrya, sakupljača poreza.
Yes, I also feel you are just like my son.
I on je rekao, da, i ja također osjećam kao da si mi ti moj.
I don't know why your uncle, your father are treating me like this. You said the right thing. We should work something out.
Ne znam zašto se tvoj ujak i otac odnose tako prema meni, mislim da bismo trebali ispraviti ovu stvar.
So I said, then he talked to the minister, should release him, he's a good boy.
I onda je Chaudhary razgovarao s ministrom i rekao, ovog Raghunatha bi trebali pustiti, on je dobar momak.
So then Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between the Chaudhary and his elders.
Onda je Raghunath Das aranžirao jedan sastanak Chaudhrya i njegovih starijih članova porodice.
Something was worked out.
Nešto su aranžirali.
Don't know exactly what, but probably something for the government, something for the Chaudhary, like that.
Ne znam tačno šta, vjerovatno da svako nešto dobije, nešto vlada, nešto Chaudhary, tako dalje.
Win-win.
Situacija, pobjednik.
So anyway, like this Raghunath Das and heard Lord Chaitanya came back from Mathura.
I onda je Raghunath Das čuo da se gospodin Chaitanya vratio iz Mature.
So he decided that he wanted to go meet him again in Jagannath Puri.
A on je odlučio da ode ponovo da ga sretne u Jagannath Puriju.
He tried running away.
Pokušao je da pobjegne.
But his father would send the troops out, capture and bring him back.
Ali njegov otac bi poslao trupe koje bi ga uhvatile i vratile nazad.
He couldn't get away.
Nije mogao pobjeći.
Then one the mother said, "What's wrong with our boy?"
A onda je jednom njegova majka rekla, pa šta nije u redu s našim dječakom?
You should tie him up.
Mi bismo ga trebali vezati.
Father said, "What can we do?"
A otac je rekao, pa šta možemo da uradimo?
He has a wife that's a beautiful as an apsara from heaven.
On ima ženu koja je lijepa poput apsare s rajskih planeta.
He has opulences like Indra.
Ima bogatstvo i obilje poput Indre.
Whatever he wants, he can buy, he can have.
Šta god hoće da ima, može da kupi, može imati.
If these things can tie his mind down to the material world.
Ako ove stvari ne mogu vezati njegov um za materijalni svijet,
what can the parents do?
Pa šta onda mogu roditelji učiniti?
He's mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On je lud za Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He's one of these madmen devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
On je jedan od ovih ludih bhakta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He's completely in love with Krishna.
Potpuno je zaljubljen u Krishnu.
We can't go against the karmas, you know.
Ne možemo se suprotstaviti karmi.
So then Raghunath Das got an idea.
I onda je Raghunath Das došao na ideju.
Some gopi comes up. Radharani maybe.
Jedna gopija je došla možda. Radharani.
Then he went to Panihati.
Onda je on otišao u Panihati.
Sachinanda Maharaj ki. Ganga tire brikshamule pindarupare bose achen jano koti surjo daya kore. Understand?
Ja razumijete?
Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds of thousands of rising suns.
Sjedeći na stijeni pod drvetom na obali rijeke Gange, gospodin Nityananda izgledao sjajan poput stotina hiljada izlazećih sunaca.
So many devotees sitting around Lord Nityananda. It was very seeing Lord Nityananda surrounded by all these pure devotees, all these great great associates and brahmanas. It was very very beautiful to see.
Kako je gospodin Nityananda sjedio sa sjajan, oko njega su sjedili mnogi veliki bhakte, brahmane, svi koji su ga pratili.
Raghunath Das became astonished.
I Raghunath Das je postao zapanjen.
Then Raghunath Das, from distance, he offered his obeisances.
I onda je sa daljine Raghunath Das odao svoje poštovanje.
Then a servant told him, "There's Raghunath Das, there's Raghunath Das."
I onda je sluga od gospodina Nityananda rekao, "Eno Raghunath Dasa, eno tamo Raghunath Dasa."
Sani Prabhu kohe, chora dili darasan, ayaya chitora kori budanan. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said,
"Two слушајќи ово господин Нитјананда Прабу е рекао:
You are a thief.
Ти си лопов.
You are a thief.
Ти си лопов.
Now you come to see me.
Сада си дошао да ме видиш.
Come here, come here.
Дојди овамо, дојди овамо.
Today I shall punish you.
Данас ќе те казнити.
So Raghunath Das, he just stayed lying down.
Raghunath Das je samo ostao dole ležeći.
The Lord Nityananda came and caught him.
I onda je gospodin Nityananda došao i uhvatio ga.
Put his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das.
Stavio svoje lotusovo stopalo na glavu Raghunath Dasa.
It's the beginning of the punishment.
To je bio početak kazne.
How many want to get that kind of punishment?
Koliko vas vole da ima tu kaznu? Arigo!
Nityananda Prabhu is a very humorous person.
Gospodin Nityananda je vrlo duhovita osoba.
It's described here.
Ovdje je opisano.
Kotuki Nityananda Sahaje Daya Moi Raghunatha Kohi Kichu Haya Sadoi. But Nityananda was by nature very funny and merciful. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows.
Gospodin Nityananda je po prirodi bio vrlo milostiv i smiješan. Pošto je bio milostiv, govorio je prema, rekao je Raghunath Dasu kako slijedi.
Nikate na aeco čora bhaga dure dure aji lag payachi dandimu tumare. You are just like a thief, or instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you.
Ti si poput lopova. Umjesto da dođeš blizu, ti ostaneš na daljini, na daljini. Sada kad sam te uhvatio, sad ću te kazniti.
So this festival today is also known as the Danda Mahotsav.
Tako da je ovaj festival je poznat kao Danda Mahotsav.
The festival of punishment.
Festival kažnjavanja.
So here the punishment. This is the punishment.
E ovdje je sada ta kazna.
Dari chira bakan horaho mora gane suni anandito hailo raganatha mone. Make a festival.
Napravi festival.
Feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice.
Nahrani sve moje pratioce sa jogurtom i lomljenom rižom.
Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased.
Čuvši ovo, Raghunath Das je bio vrlo, vrlo zadovoljen.
Raghunath Das is a multimillionaire. So to give little flat rice and yogurt and fruits to the devotees, that's no problem for him financially.
Raghunath Das je bio multimilioner i da počasti bakte sa rižom i jogurtom, za njega to nije bilo ništa.
But to get this chance to do such a personal service for Nityananda.
Ali da ima takvu priliku da učini određenu ličnu službu za gospodina Nityanandu.
And his associates.
I njegove pratioce.
He was very pleased.
On je bio jako, jako zadovoljan.
So this punishment for him, it was a big mercy.
Tako da je ta kazna za njega u stvari bila vrlo velika milost.
How much mercy even he doesn't realize yet.
A koliko je velika bila ta milost, on još nije shvatao.
He's gonna get so much mercy.
On će dobiti toliko puno milosti.
You wanna hear about it?
Jel želite čuti o tome?
Yes. Anyway, from here I can speak my memory. But those verses are really powerful verses.
Ovi prethodni stihovi su jako moćni stihovi.
So he sent his men out to buy mangoes and jackfruits and lychees and bananas and coconuts and all the local fruits.
I onda je Raghunath Das poslao svoje ljude da kupe kokos, banane, razne vrste voća.
Then and chira, flat rice.
I onda također ovu rižu.
You know what flat rice is?
Znate šta je ta kako je? Kako mi zovemo? Pljosnata riža.
Ha? No, it's not expanded. It's flat.
Nije ekspandirana riža.
It's not puffed rice. We can also put a little puffed rice for the mix.
Možemo također staviti malo ekspandirane riže.
Flat rice. Like once I saw.
To je pljesnata
riža. I was staying in a house in a village.
Jednom sam ostao u jednoj kući u selu, bio gost.
And there was the old-fashioned way they're making it in the way they made it for thousands of years.
I tu je bio jedan staromodan način kako su oni pripremali rižu hiljadama godina.
They had a log, maybe about 2 meters long, little 2.5 meters.
Imali su veliko deblo, znači ona od drveta, koje je možda bilo široko 2 metra.
And then that was balanced. Like one side was long and other side was short, in a like fulcrum, like a balance.
Ono je imalo određenu ravnotežu, s jedne strane je bilo malo veće, s jedne malo manje, tako da je moglo balansirati.
There's a tree trunk.
To je ono deblo od drveta.
Then on the one end there was like, they put another smaller, like a log coming out, and on the bottom of that there was a steel cup.
S jedne strane su imali isto također kao jedan mali panj i ispod njega je bila jedna metalna posuda.
No, it was iron, not just metal. But then,
bila je od čelika.
Then in the ground, there was a hole.
I onda su na zemlji imali jednu rupu.
And in that they also had an iron cup.
I tu su također imali jednu čeličnu posudu.
So one was like a hammer, kind of going down and smashing in the cup.
Tako da je to funkcioniralo poput jednog čekića koji je prolazilo kroz to dole i udaralo u posudu, u dolu čeličnu posudu.
There was like a 55-60-year-old grandmother.
Tu je bila jedna baka koja je imala od 50 do 60 godina.
She put her body weight on the short side and the log would come up.
Ona bi sa svojim tijelom se oslonila na ovu kraću stranu i onda bi se to deblo podiglo.
Then they had taken the rice in that paddy. And they had soaked it.
Oni bi onda tu stavili rižu i kako se kaže, ostavili je unamočili je, da.
And they cooked that in some hot sand. The grandmother was there, the daughter was cooking in the hot sand.
I oni bi to kuhali u vrućem pjesku.
And then sand is very, it cooks all around. It's quite an interesting way of cooking.
Pjesak po prirodi on kad skuha to, on sa svih strana skuha preparaciju.
So then they put that the cooked rice in the, it's already in the skin. They put that in a sieve.
I onda tu skuhanu rižu stave u rešeto.
And all the sand goes down.
I sav pjesak spadne dole, prođe kroz to sito.
Then they have that hot rice.
I onda imaju tu kako se kaže pljesnatu rižu.
So the granddaughter would take a little bit of that rice and put it into the cup.
I onda kćerka, unuka, ona uzme nešto te riže i stavi u posudu.
Then the grandmother left her foot off the log.
I onda baka spusti svoje stopalo sa ovog debla.
Was up and pow!
I onda ono pricne sa svom snagom dole tu rižu.
It would flatten all that rice.
I potpuno je poravni svu rižu.
Grandmother step up on the log and lift it up.
I onda ponovo baka stane na deblo kako bi se ono podiglo.
Granddaughter take out the flattened rice.
Unuka čerka uzme tu polomljenu rižu.
Put in the hot rice again.
Ponovo stavi vruću rižu.
Release the log.
I baka pusti onda deblo ponovo.
So it looks like kind of a dance.
Tako da to izgleda poput nekog plesa.
I said, the grandmother still looked very, very thin, very strong, you know. She didn't need to go to the gymnasium.
I baka još uvijek izgleda u jako dobroj formi, vitka i jaka. Ona ne mora ići u teretanu.
She's making the morning breakfast cereal for the family.
Ona svakoga dana pravi jutarnji doručak za cijelu porodicu.
She's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare.
I ona mantra.
She's dancing and the daughter's...
I ona i čerka tako to rade.
I was very amazing to see that.
Ja sam bio vrlo
something you don't forget.
Oduševljen kad sam to vidio, to je nešto što ne zaboravljate.
We go to the supermarket and buy some Kellogg's or something, you know, some whatever, I don't know what the marks say, those boxes of cereal, and they're making it there in the backyard, hot, fresh, organic with all the pranas there.
Mi recimo idemo u prodavnice i kupujemo, ne znam ja, te pahuljice, Kellogg'si, a oni to u stvari prave kod kuće i sve organski, sve jako puno prane.
Maybe here you can establish in all the houses this.
Možda ovdje možete također to napraviti u svim kućama.
Anyway, so that's the ancient way. They also have some machines that make it in a more modern way.
Kako god, to je drevni način kako se to pravi, ali možda možete i s modernim mašinama to praviti.
The idea is slightly cooked and it's flattened, so you don't have to cook it again. You soak it in water and it becomes edible.
Ali ideja je ta da je u stvari malo prokuhate rižu i onda je namočite u vodu i poravnate. Znači, i to je to.
Jayadvaita Swami, he travels always 1 kilo of this flat rice. Any time he's hungry, he just puts in the water, soaks it, puts some yogurt or something and he eats it.
Jayadvaita Swami uvijek putuje sa jednim kilom riže, te riže, i kada je gladan, uvijek samo izvodi te riže, malo je namoči sa s jogurtom i pojede.
Famous in India for snacks.
To je poznato u Indiji kao jedna vrsta užinja.
This is the same rice that Vipra Sudama that Krishna took from him.
To je ista vrsta riže koju je Krishna uzeo od Vipra Sudame, od Brahmane.
So 5000 years ago they also had flat rice.
Tako da su i prije 5000 godina imali tu pljesnatu rižu.
Like in India there are many kinds of flat rice, puffed rice, popped rice.
Tako da u Indiji imaju razne vrste riže, ima ekspandirana riža, pljesnata riža.
Rice.
Riža.
So this is the flat rice festival.
Tako da je to festival pljesnate riže.
I heard the devotees here, they a great effort they brought from India, about 10 kilos of flat rice.
Čuo sam da su ovdje bakte uz velike napore donijeli 10 kila te pljesnate riže iz Indije.
So there be enough for at least a little sample for everyone.
Tako mislim da će biti dovoljno bar malo, da svako dobije bar malo te riže.
After we offer to Gornitai, Panchatattva.
Nakon što to ponudimo Gornitai, Panchatattvi i Radharaman.
If they leave any, they may eat it all.
Ako nam ostave nešto, možda sve pojedu, ko zna.
They like this preparation very much.
Njima se jako puno dopada ta preparacija.
So then anyway he was buying the bags of this puff of the flat rice and all these ingredients. He got big clay pots.
U svakom slučaju Raghunath Das je kupovao te vreće riže i sve je stavljao u velike posude.
So you had to soak the flat rice a little bit.
I onda morate malo namočiti tu pljesnatu rižu.
And then you drain off the extra water.
I kada isušite rižu, znači kada tu vodu odstranite,
you mix it with yogurt and fruits.
Onda to pomiješate sa jogurtom i voćem.
There's a system how to do that. You don't want to break up the flat rice. It should stay whole.
To postoji sistem kako se to pravi. Prilikom tog pravljenja trudite se da ne slomite rižu. Zrna bi trebalo da ostanu čitava.
Become like a mush.
Jer ako slomite zrna, onda to sve se postane kao jedna smjesa.
So following all the systems, then he made 7 different varieties of flat rice and fruits and things for Lord Nityananda.
I sljedeći upute, Raghunath je napravio 7 vrsta različitih riže sa također voćem i jogurtom.
First they offered to Krishna, then he gave to Lord Nityananda.
Oni su to prvo ponudili Krishni, onda su dali to gospodinu Nityananda.
Nityananda had a seat made for Lord Chaitanya.
Gospodin Nityananda je također napravio jedno mjesto, rezervirao jedno mjesto za gospodina Chaitanju.
And Nityananda called Lord Chaitanya there by his mystical powers.
I onda je gospodin Nityananda prizvao gospodina Chaitanju sa svojim mističnim moćima.
He invited him, please come, and he came.
Pozvao ga je, molim te dođi, i on je došao.
Lord Chaitanya was there.
I gospodin Chaitanya je bio tu.
Well, the word got out amongst all the brahmanas and the devotees and that there's a big feast going on in the Panihati by the side of the Ganges.
Tako se ta vijest se proširila među baktama i među brahmanama da se u Panihatiju na obali Gange održava veliki festival.
And feast, so people like this mahotsav festival with a feast.
Mahotsava znači festival sa gozbom.
And everyone likes prasadam, you know.
A svi vole prasadam, znate.
Even in India, they like it.
Čak i u Indiji vole.
Especially the brahmanas.
Posebno brahmane.
Says that they like prasad. You can satisfy a brahmana with prasadam.
Brahmanu možete zadovoljiti jednostavno s prasadamom.
So the thousands of people started to gather.
Tako da su se hiljade ljudi počeli okupljati.
Tens of thousands.
Desetine hiljada.
Whole place got then Raghunath Das gave everybody two pots.
I Raghunath Das je svima davao po dvije posude.
One pot with a yogurt mix.
I jedna posuda sa mješavinom jogurta.
And one pot with condensed milk mix.
A i druga posuda sa mješavinom kondenzovanog mlijeka.
So everybody had their two clay pots.
Svi su imali dvije glinene posude.
This is totally biodegradable.
To je potpuno biorazgradivo.
Ecologically favorable.
Ekološki povoljno.
But they told me here that clay pots are very expensive.
Ovdje su mi rekli da su glinene posude vrlo skupe.
So we may have to be using plastic.
Tako da ćemo vjerojatno morati koristiti plastiku.
For some of the preparations.
Za neke od ovih preparacija.
But the original festival was totally ecologically favorable.
Ali prvobitni festival je bio potpuno ekološki povoljan.
So like this, so many people got their pots and they're all eating their prasadam.
Tako da je jako puno ljudi dobilo sve te posude i jeli su svoj prasadam.
But finally all the land became filled up with people.
Na kraju je cijelo to zemljište postalo popunjeno sa ljudima.
More people came.
Ali još je više ljudi dolazilo.
Some of them were standing in the mud on the side of the river.
Neki od ljudi su čak morali stajati u blatu na obali rijeke.
Now one thing is when you make these pots for offering.
Jedna stvar je bitna kada napravite ove posude za ponudu.
Like it says here, Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk and sweets, sundaes, rasgullas, chamcham.
Tu je rečeno da je Raghunath Das donio ovu rižu, jogurt, mlijeko i također slatkiše.
They call it a malsha boga, malsha, and that means like this clay pot offering. On the top they put all kinds of sweets.
To nazivaju malsha boga ponuda. Na vrhu te ponude stave različite vrste slatkiša.
Different kinds of fruits and sweets. The pots are decorated.
Razne vrste voća i slatkiša, tako da su te glinene posude ukrašene.
We did this once, Prabhupada there, Sachinanand Maharaj was there. Twice we did it. Also Subdhamana Maharaj was there and Chandra Moli, I'm not sure.
Jednom ili dva puta su to također bhakti radili u Prabhupadežu i Sachinanand Maharaj je također bio tu.
So I need a lot of helpers to help to make all this. Usually the, I don't know what they arranged here, but for the toppings, usually they have cookies, cakes, and milk sweets, different kinds of sweets.
Tako da mi je danas potrebno mnogo pomoći od bakta. Ne znam kako su se ovdje bakte aranžirali, ali generalno se tu na vrhu ponude stavi dosta kolača, slatkiša, voća.
Then there's also some artistic way of how to make decorative fruits.
Također onda postoji određeni umjetnički način kako da dekorira, kako da napravite voće za ponudu.
You can cut a fruit to make it look like a rose or like a lotus.
Recimo možete voće ogulti na taj način, izrezati na taj način da izgleda kao ruža ili kao lotos,
palm tree,
kao palmino drvo.
So we need some artists, some devotees who can make a fruit art.
Tako da nam trebaju i bakte koji su ovako umjetnički nadareni da nam naprave to jako lijepo voće koje je ono.
You want to help Raghunath Das on his festival day and make a very nice offering for the pleasure of Gornitai.
Mi želimo danas pomoći Raghunath Dasu da pripremi ponudu za Gornitai.
Sometimes in Atlanta we have 150 devotees helping in different shifts.
Ponekad u Atlanti imamo oko 150 bakta koji u različitim smjenama pomažu za ovaj festival.
We offer 500 pots.
Mi ponudimo i 500 ovih posuda.
But about 50 kilos of flat rice.
Sa 50 kila ravne riževe.
So I don't know, it'll be a new experience to use only 10 kilos. How are we going to do this?
Ne znam, za mene će ovo danas biti novo iskustvo, imat ćemo samo 10 kila riže.
This is like a miniature.
To je poput nečega minijaturnog.
So like this, it's a very artistic kind of a beautiful offering to the Lord, all natural things.
Tako da je to jedna jako lijepa umjetnička ponuda Gospodinu sa svim lijepim stvarima.
This all the people ate for lunch at this festival at Panihati.
I u Panihatiju svi su ljudi častili to za ručak.
That what Nityananda, he got in the mood that he was a cowherd boy and these all his cowherd friends.
I onda je gospodin Nityananda upao u raspoloženje kako je on dječak pastir sa svim svojim prijateljima.
More and more people are coming, Sir Raghunath Das. He got bigger pots for mixing. He sent out by his servants to buy more stuff.
I kako je sve više i više ljudi dolazilo na festival, onda je Raghunath Das kupovao sve veće posude i slao je ljude da svoje ljude da kupuju sve veće i veće posude.
More people started the salesmen also started coming with their bullock carts full with fruits and ingredients.
Onda su također i trgovci počeli dolaziti sa svojim zabržnim kolima i sa svim raznim namirnicama.
So then Raghunath buy everything from them.
I onda je Raghunath Das kupovao sve namirnice od njih.
Also give them prasad.
I njima bi davao prasadam.
So they got the best of both worlds.
Tako da su oni dobili ono što je najbolje iz svih svjetova.
I don't know what they say in Serbian but or in Serbo-Croatian, but in English sometimes they use this saying to kill two birds with one stone.
Ne znam kako se to kaže, možda na srpsko-hrvatskom. Jednim muhom ubiješ dvije muhe, jel?
Yeah, similar saying.
Jednim udarcem ubiješ dvije muhe.
Two fly. But this is very violent saying, you know.
Ali to je vrlo nasilna izreka.
It's not a Vaishnava saying.
To nije vaishnavska izreka.
But the Vaishnava saying is a rod deke kola becha.
Jer vajšnavska izreka je ovo što je rekao.
Rat deke kola veća. Rat deke kola veća. Rat deke kola veća. Rat deke means to see the rat yatra, see the festival.
Rat deke znači vidjeti rata yatru, vidjeti festival.
And there's a banana salesman. He has to sell his bananas.
I ovaj prodavac banana, on mora prodati banane.
He said, I'll go to the festival, I'll see the Rath Yatra, I'll sell my bananas.
I on, taj trgovac banana kaže, idem na festival, vidit ću festival i također mogu prodati svoje banane.
One effort, two things I'll achieve.
Učinim jedan napor, a dvije stvari dobijem.
So these salesmen, they went to sell their goods and they also were part of the festival.
Tako da su ovi trgovci otišli da prodaju svoju robu, a također su vidjeli festival.
Utsav deke kola veća. I think some of our devotees, they have their shops outside, they're also doing the same thing.
Mislim da neki od naših bakta koji tu imaju svoje radnje ili štandove, oni također mogu raditi istu stvar.
What's up, DK? Kapua selling clothes and books.
Oni prodaju knjige i odjeću.
Anyway, so all these things are going on, said was a very, these things are all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Tako da su sve ove stvari spomenute u Chaitanya Charitamrita.
More people came.
Još je više ljudi dolazlo.
That time people were also standing even in the water.
A u to vrijeme su onda ljudi čak stojali u vodi, nisu imali mjesta.
Up to their waist.
Stojali su u vodi do struka.
Special bananas were brought, the sweetest banana.
Onda su donijeli specijalne banane, najslađe banane.
These are known as Chini Chapa Kola.
Poznate se pod imenom koje je rekao.
Chini Chapa Kola.
Chini Chapa Kola.
Chini means sugar.
Chini znači šećer.
Chapa is the brand name.
A Chapa je marka.
Kola means bananas.
Kola znači banane.
So these bananas are sweet like sugar.
Tako da su te banane slatke kao šećer.
They're like slightly yellow in color.
One su žučkaste boje.
They're so sometime in Brahmananda told me in Africa they call them butter bananas.
Brahmananda mi je rekao da ih u Africi nazivaju kako bi rekli maslac banane.
We're going to have to use the normal bananas we get here. We're not going to be, I don't know if we get chini chapas here.
Mi ćemo vjerojatno morati koristiti ove obične banane. Ne vjerujem da imaju ovdje chini chapa banane.
They also have some yellow bananas like chini chapa in South America.
Ja, čak i u Južnoj Americi imaju tako te slatke banane.
And they're also adding edible camphor.
I također dodaju kamfor.
Not the synthetic one, but from the tree, the camphor tree.
Ne ovaj sintetički kamfor, već sa drveta kamfor.
They put aguru scent over all the pots.
I onda stavljaju aguru, stavljaju u sve posude.
Cardamom seeds.
Sjeme kardamona.
Cardamom water.
I vodu kardamona.
Flowers.
I cvijeće.
So it's a very very special type of preparation.
Tako da je to jedna specijalna vrsta preparacije.
You do it right, it has a lot of interesting things to it.
A ako je učinite na ispravan način, onda ona je, ima vrlo interesantan efekat.
So along with Nityananda, also all the top preachers and associates in the spiritual world, they're also there, all getting the pots from Raghunath Das.
Tako da su onda gospodin Nityananda i svi glavni propovjednici gospodina Nityanande došli i svi su dobili te posude.
Great devotees.
Veliki bhakti.
Like Abhiram Ramdas.
Poput Abhiram Ramdasa.
Sundarananda. I'll just say the names. Tell I'll say the names.
On će reći imena tih bhakti.
Ganadhar Das. Murari. Kamalakar. Sadashivananda. Purandara. Dananjaya. Jagadish Pandit, Parameshwar Das, Mahesh Pandit, Gauri Das. Gauri Das is Subal Saka from Krishna Leela.
Gauri Das is Subal Saka is Krishna Zabave.
Hoda Krishna Das. He's the one who arranged Lord Nityananda's marriage.
On je taj koji je aranžirao vjenčanje gospodina Nityananda.
Udan Datta Thakur, Prabhupada comes in his family.
Udaran Dat Thakur je bio tu također, a Prabhupada dolazi u njegovoj lozi, u njegovoj porodici.
Like this super associates all there.
Tako da su to bili sve super pratioci prisutni.
All the big Brahmins, pandits, they all came.
Sve veliki brahmane, panditi, svi su
došli. All the VIPs were sitting around Nityananda.
Mnogo VIP osoba je sjedlo oko gospodina Nityanande.
Senior devotees.
Stari bhakte.
They're all getting the preparations.
Svi su dobivali te preparacije.
How would you like to serve all such great devotees?
I da li biste vi volili da služite takve velike bhakte?
Gauranga! This is the punishment Raghunath Das got, you know.
To je kazna koju je dobio Raghunath Das.
So we get a chance today to also get this punishment.
Tako da mi također danas imamo priliku da dobijemo ovu kaznu.
Look how many devotees are there. How many lords are there? Lords and
pogledajte koliko je tu puno bhakta, koliko je tu puno
lordships,
božanstava, koliko je tu puno.
So opportunity to offer all of them some special.
Mi svi imamo priliku da im ponudimo određenu specijalnu preparaciju.
And those others, they're all, as I said, so everyone's sitting, they're all taking their prasad.
I svi sluge također su sjedili okolo i dobivali prasadam.
So they everyone they had about more than 20 people distributing prasadam.
I više od 20 ljudi je dijelilo prasadam.
And Raghava Pandit came with a lunch prasad.
I onda je Raghava Pandit došao sa prasadam ručkom.
Rice and sabjis.
Riža, sabji.
All cooked in ghee.
Sve kuhano u ghee.
Very wonderful.
Predivno.
Fries and all the things that we can't eat anymore.
Sve predivne stvari koje više ja ne smijem jesti.
You can eat still.
Vi možete jesti.
So put that before Nityananda.
И он е то се ставио пред господин Нитинанду.
Нитинанда се, no, no, you take it back.
А господин Нитинанда е рекол, не, врати то назад.
So I brought you this prasadam. You please take your lunch. I see having a big festival here. So what's going to happen with this prasadam?
И Рагави, он е рекол, донио сам ти тако лијеп прасадам, зашто не частиш, што ќе се десити онда ако ти не частиш тај прасадам? А Нитинанда је рекол,
Прабу кохе, драбја дине, корије боджан, рате тумар горе прасад, коримо боккон. I'm going to eat this чирадои for lunch, I'll go in your house in the afternoon, and evening, and I'll take your rice prasadam then.
Ја да господин Нитинанда рекао, ја ќе јести сву ову храну која е данас направлена, ову равну рижу, ако тебе ќе вечерас доќи и частити тај прасадам.
Гопа джати ами баху, гопа гане санге, ами сука пае, пули на боджана ранге. I belong to a community of cowherd boys. Therefore, I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy banks of the river.
Onda gospodin Nitinanda rekao, ja pripadam zajednici dječaka pastira i zbog toga generalno imam mnogo drugara pastira. I sretan sam kada zajedno jedemo na pikniku poput ovoga, на песчаној обали реке.
This was Nityananda's mood.
То е било расположение господина Нитинанде.
So when everybody got the prasadam, he brought Lord Chaitanya.
И кога се онда сви добили прасадам, онда е он довео господина Чајтанја.
They both stood up and saw thousands of devotees, tens of thousands sitting and eating their prasadam from their pots.
Njih obojca su ustali i videli su desetine hiljada bhakta kako sjede i časte prasadam.
Then Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya walking amongst them.
I onda su gospodin Nityananda i gospodin Chaitanya počeli hodati kroz njih, mislim, gdje su bhakta sjedili.
But Lord Chaitanya is invisible to most of the people.
A gospodin Chaitanya je u stvari bio nevidljiv za većinu ljudi.
Only a few of the associates could see them.
Samo nekoliko pratilaca su ga mogli vidjeti.
The Nityananda has accepted all the devotees taking this flat rice preparation as his cowherd boy associates.
I onda je gospodin Nityananda rekao, on je prihvatio sve te bhakte koji su častili prasadam kao da su njegovi prijatelji, dječaci, pastiri.
So like the little boys, sometimes they share each other's lunch, take from here, and they don't follow all these rules and regulations.
I znate kako nekad dječaci jedu, uzmaju jedni od drugih, gađaju se, ne slijede uvijek sva pravila i propise.
So he was taking from the pot and feeding Lord Chaitanya like a joke.
I onda je gospodin Nitinanda uzmao iz posude i hranio je gospodina Chaitanju poput kad se neko šali.
Lord Chaitanya, he also took the morsel of food and from someone's pot and put it in Nityananda's mouth.
I onda je također gospodin Chaitanya uzeo jedan komadić hrane od nekoga i stavio u usta gospodina Nitinande.
People, you know what's going on? Lord Nityananda taking some prasad, putting it in the air, it disappeared.
I onda drugi ljudi koji su tu bakte koji su tu bili gledali su šta se to dešava, gospodin Nitinanda uzma prasadam i daje u zrak i ona nestaje.
Some prasad is flying out from the pot.
A neki prasadam se samo sam podiže od sebe iz posude i ide.
Goes in Nityananda's mouth.
Odlazi u usta gospodina Nitinande.
What magic is going on? Nobody can understand.
Kako se to magija dešava? Niko nije mogao razumjeti.
So this kind of exchange they were having.
To je vrsta razmjene koju su oni imali.
Everybody was seeing the fun. Nobody can understand what was going on.
Niko nije mogao razumjeti šta se dešava.
Then he got everybody, nobody was speaking, they all chanting.
I niko nije pričao, svi su pjevali.
Arivo! Arivo!
Arivo!
Arivo! Someone wants more?
Ako neko želi još?
Arivo! You want more, someone serving?
Ako neko želi još, ima neko ko služi.
Arivo! Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Simply the names of Krishna were being chanted.
Znači, i prilikom posluživanja samo su pjevali imena Krišne.
Your battery is dead.
Baterija ti je istrošena.
Anyway, I know that.
U redu, nije, znam tu zabavu.
I don't know all the Bengali slokas.
Ne znam, možda sve napamet ove šloke na Bengaliju.
But, so Prabhupada, I went with Prabhupada twice to Panihati. He said it's a very important place.
Ja sam s Prabhupadom dva puta išao u Panihati i on mi je rekao da je to jako važno mjesto.
He wanted also to have a temple there.
On je također volio da mi imamo tamo hram.
And Prabhupada said we should also distribute prasadam at the Panihati festival.
Prabhupada je također rekao da bismo mi trebali dijeliti prasadam za vrijeme Panihati festivala.
I still remember the first time we went to the Panihati festival, the festival that Nityananda had, it's still going on even today.
Ja se sjećam prvi put kad smo otišli s Prabhupadom u Panihati, oni su i tada imali taj festival od gospodina Nityananda koji se od tih vremena još uvijek održava i održava se i dan danas.
There's no posters.
Nema postera.
No advertisement, no billboards.
Nema nikakvih reklama za
taj. No newspaper ads.
Nema najava u novinama o tome.
But it's in everybody's calendar.
Ali svima je to u kalendaru taj festival.
In Bengal.
U Bengalu.
Chidadahi festival day.
Chidadahi festival dan.
Thousands and thousands, maybe 100,000 people show up.
Nekad se stotine hiljada ljudi pojavi na tom festivalu.
It's an amazing festival.
Nevjerovatan festival.
Everybody, they make their pots and then they mix and they distribute to others according to their capacity.
Svi naprave svoje posude i preparacije i onda to distribuiraju drugima u skladu sa svojim kapacitetom.
They offer to gornitai deities.
To ponude gornitai božanstvima.
So the first time we went, we didn't know what we were doing. We had a truckload of flat rice and mangoes and fruits and yogurt, everything brought down.
I prvi put kad smo došli, mi nismo znali šta da radimo, imali smo kamion napunjen s tim namirnicama, jogurtom, jasnutom rižom, mangom.
Truck reached about 10 o'clock.
I taj naš kamion je stigao u 10 sati.
But the police stopped it, no truck can go, it's all packed with people, so many people there.
Danas je policija zaustavila i rekla je kamion ne može ići tu unutra jer toliko puno ljudi se tu nalazi.
We took our boat, we had the boat parked right by Nityananda Street.
I onda smo uzeli čamac i s čamcem smo otišli, odmah parkirali smo čamac upravo ispod drveta gdje je sjedio gospodin Nityananda.
Gornitai were there under the tree, our gornitai that go with us on parikrama.
Naša gornitai božanstva koja idu s nama na parikram su bili s nama tu.
They're called Nitai Goranga.
Njih zovemo Nitai Goranga.
So the Nitai, how to get the prasadam there?
I onda onda smo razmišljali kako da dovezemo prasadam tamo.
There was one village singer there.
Bio je tu jedan od seoskih starješina.
He would make up songs, just poetry on the fly.
Da, taj pjevač ili pjesnik, on je sam na neki način sklapao pjesme čisto spontano.
So we came with this beautiful Nitai Goranga deity.
I onda smo mi došli sa ovim predivnim Nitai Goranga
božanstvima.
A ovaj pjevač je počeo da pjeva sa svojom grupom.
Nitai Goranga, Panihati eseće, eseće. Nitai Goranga, Panihati eseće, eseće. Like that he started singing. It was very beautiful. They have come, they have come.
Na taj način on je počeo jako lijepo pjevati. Nitai Goranga su došli.
They have come, they have come. They're here, they arrived.
Taj stih znači Nitai Goranga su došli u Panihati.
So it's a very poetic language. So.
Vrlo je, na Bengalu je to jako pjesnički izraženo.
So how do we get the prasadam to them?
Ali kako da im damo
Boga?
Kako da dovezemo Bogu?
So I was praying to Krishna, what to do? I don't know what to do, Lord Goranga.
Tako da smo se molili Krišni, gospodine Gorangi, šta da uradimo?
All of a sudden a black cloud came right over the Panihati. You could see the blue sky all around the cloud. This one cloud came.
I onda smo odjednom vidjeli kako jedan crni oblak došao iznad Panihatija i taj crni oblak je upravo bio velik poput Panihati mjesta, okolo sve bilo u stvari vedro nebo.
Started raining.
I počela je kiša padati.
It's very hot. It's 38, 40 degrees, very hot. the rain come, everyone's cool.
Bilo je vrlo vruće, oko 38 stepeni, ali kad je kiša počela da pada, svi su se rasladili.
When everybody ran off the road, went under trees, went in the house verandas to get off the out of the rain.
I onda su se svi sklonili ispod drveća u kuće, svi su se sklonili od kiše.
I said, okay, Gordon and Ty have cleared the road for we all took sacks in our bag, yogurt on our head, we ran.
I onda smo mi rekli, ok, Gordon and Ty su nam raščistili put, ajmo sad da uzmemo ove namirnice da ih odnesemo.
We had 200 devotees, we got half the truck by the tree of Lord Nityananda.
I onda smo sad oko 200 bakta prenijeli svu tu Bogu i mi smo ga parkirali kod drveta gospodina Nityananda.
When the rain was coming, that singer also started singing.
A kada je kiša padala, taj pjesnik je također ponovo počeo pjevati.
Nitai Gauranga, prema vrsti eneče, Nitai Gauranga, prema vrsti eneče. Nitai Gauranga brought the rain of love of Godhead to Panihati.
On je počeo pjevati, Nitai Gauranga su donijeli kišu ljubavi prema Bogu u Panihati.
We went back to the trucks, again the rain stopped, we went back to the trucks, roads are full, again the cloud came, rain again, we brought the last half of the goods to the...
Kada smo se onda počeli vraćati do našeg kamiona, ponovo je, onda je, nije padala kiša, ljudi se vraćali polako ponovo na to zemljište, ali kada smo počeli iznositi tu Bogu, ponovo je počela padati kiša i svi su se opet rastili, tako da smo cijeli kamion mogli isprazniti.
We made 108 clay pots, made all decoration with sweets and flowers in the top. Offered to Gordon Nitai, Nitai Gauranga.
Napravili smo 108 glininih, znači posuda u koje smo napravili ponude za Gordon Nitai božanstva.
And how to distribute all this prasadam?
A onda kako podijeliti sav taj prasadam?
To 100,000 people, I don't know, 50,000 people, whatever people were there.
Kako podijeliti sav taj prasadam stotinama hiljada ljudi koji su tu bili?
So one devotee took one pot, I'll distribute.
I onda je jedan bakta uzeo jednu posudu i rekao, ja ću dijeliti.
He went in the crowd starting to distribute.
I otišao je išao je po masama ljudi i počeo je sam dijeliti.
All of a sudden, everybody's hands going from all directions.
I onda smo samo vidjeli kako iz svih pravaca stižu ruke do njega.
Into the pot.
Sve ruke su dosezale u posudu.
That devotee disappeared.
I taj bakta je nestao.
It was like he was eaten by the piranhas in the Amazon.
Kao da su ga pojele pirane.
This disappeared in the crowd.
Samo je nestao u toj gužvi.
After about 10 minutes he crawled out between someone's leg, his shirt ripped, everything.
Nakon 10 minuta je samo ispuzao kroz nečije noge. Sam podiran.
So this is not the way to do it.
I onda smo zaključili, to nije način na koji trebamo djeliti prasad.
That somebody jumped in a tree and he's giving it from the tree down.
Onda je neko skočio na drvo i onda smo rekli da on s drveta dijeli taj prasad.
So everybody's hands are going up.
I onda su ruke od svih ljudi dosezale prema gore.
Like the birds, you know, getting from the mother, they're all grabbing.
Znate kao kad mali ptičići pružaju kljun prema svojoj majici.
We had a real tough time distributing that prasada. The people were so enthusiastic.
Vrlo smo se namučili da podijelimo sav taj prasadam jer su tamo ljudi tako puno entuzijastični.
Now we have a whole system, we make bamboo barricades and people have to go in a queue and like more, you know.
Sada smo razvili cijeli sistem od drveta, od bambusova drveta, napravimo kao blokade i onda morate ići svim tim putem da biste dobili prasadam.
Our first experience, it was a big learning curve, you know.
Ali to naše prvo iskustvo je stvarno bilo vrlo poučno.
The rain had made some mud.
I onda od kiše smo napravili nešto blata.
Some people are chanting Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
I neki su bakte pjevali Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Some started rolling in the mud.
Neki su se počeli valjati u blatu.
Covering with the mud of Lord, because Nityananda danced there, so it's really holy mud.
Bili su pokriveni blatom od gospodina Nityananda, jer on je tu prebivao.
If you ever on this day, in India, go to the Panihati festival. You'll never forget it. It's a real wild
Ako ikada u Indiji na ovaj dan odete na Panihati festival tamo, to više nikada nećete zaboraviti. Toliko je luda stvar.
Spiritual Woodstock.
Duhovni Woodstock.
But everybody's chanting Hare Krishna.
Ali svi mantraju Hare Krishna.
And everybody's eating Krishna prasad.
I svi jedu Krishna prasadam.
And so many people are crying and rolling and it's
toliko puno ljudi plače, valja se u blatu, stvarno nevjerovatno.
So the festival still goes on. Today we're trying to have a little festival here.
Tako da
staje, remember that?
Tako da staje festival još uvijek održava i danas ćemo ovdje pokušati da održimo taj festival da bi se te zabave sjetili.
So Nityananda took his prasadam.
Tako je gospodin Nityananda uzeo svoj prasadam.
He gave that his Nityananda servant and Lord Chaitanya took the prasadam.
I on je to dao onda slugama i onda je gospodin Čitanja uzeo svoj prasadam.
All the Mahaprasad was given to Raghunath Das.
I sav Mahaprasadam je bio dat Raghunath Dasu.
Seven pots.
U posudama.
So like four pots he distributed to his assistants. They all got Nityananda direct Mahaprasadam.
I onda je Raghunath Das također to podijelio svojim asistentima kako da su oni dobili Mahaprasadam od Nityananda.
He got some Mahaprasad himself.
I onda je on sam uzeo nešto tog Mahaprasadama.
Mahaprasad ki! Nityananda Babu ki! In the evening Nityananda went back, took his dinner.
I onda je na večer se gospodin Nityananda vratio i večerao.
So we do like in Atlanta, that's called Nupanihati, so we try to duplicate this festival.
Tako da mi u Atlanti našu zajednicu nazivamo Novi Panihati, tako da pokušavamo imitirati taj festival.
So we don't have any lunch, we only give the Chiradai.
Nemamo nikakav drugi ručak, samo dijelimo tu pjesnatu rižu.
And then dinner everybody takes about 5 o'clock, they distribute pre-prasad or whatever to everybody.
I onda za večeru bakte dijele drugi prasadam šta god naprave.
We don't have enough to do that here. I don't think we have enough. But anyway, you get like a dessert.
Ne vjerujem da imamo toliko velikoj količini prasnate riže ovdje, ali svako može dobiti bar malo kao desert.
So they had the on to there the kheer and the condensed milk and the yogurt.
I onda oni u toj preparaciji se nalazi kheer i kondenzirano mlijeko i jogurt.
They had only the tropical fruits.
I onda samo tropsko voće.
But now in a modern society we get fruits shipped in from all over the world.
Ali sada u modernom društvu imamo voće iz svih dijelova svijeta.
Or some places there's even no tropical fruit.
A u nekim mjestima i nema tropskog voća.
So I made different combinations, only western fruits.
Tako da ja pravim različite kombinacije, nekad samo zapadno voće
stavim,
a nekad samo tropsko voće stavim.
Mix of tropical and western.
A nekad pravim mješavinu tropskog voća i zapadnog voća. A ako ima samo suhog voća, onda pravimo samo od suhog voća.
Also only then we make a Prabhupada mix sometimes where things that Prabhupada liked.
Nekad napravimo pravopad mix, one stvari koje je pravopad volio.
And sometimes we make an ecstatic mix.
Nekad napravimo ekstatični mix.
They're all ecstatic, but this one just they come whatever the ecstasy goes over the cook at that time.
Sve u stvari, svi mixevi su ekstatični, ali ponekad se nešto
what he sees are fruits available.
Nekad kuhar napravi takvu preparaciju od dostupnog voća.
Then so like that I've also started a new third variety. Variety.
Ja sam također započeo novu treću, kako se kaže, različitost.
Salad, yogurt, chira.
Salata, jogurt i kir.
Because no yogurt, don't care.
Yeah, bez kira.
Salt. Salty salt. Preparation, not sweet.
Znači, slana
because
preparacija.
People in the West they like salad so much.
Jer ljudi na zapadu toliko puno vole salate.
And so we make also some salad mix.
Također da nekad napravimo znači mješavinu salata.
In New Panihat, Atlanta we make American salad.
U Panihati u Atlanti napravimo američku salatu.
We make also in a South Indian salad,
napravimo južnu indijsku salatu,
a Bengali salad,
bengalsku salatu,
Italian salad,
italijansku salatu,
a Mexican salad,
meksičku salatu,
and a Cajun salad. I'm almost over. 2 minutes. When they can cut it outside there in the back on the tables, it's all they cut. No, I don't need anybody's help to mix. I just need a few guys. If I need for decorating, the ladies have to decorate if you have the toppings. You want this with the breakfast? You know, it depends how many varieties. I can mix everything. All the pots are out at one time, if all the flavors, we decide the flavors, then I can. They fill the whole floor up, the whole floor. Every 500 pots we make. So this will be a small thing. You, why don't you tell them?
Ok, dragi bakte, dogovorili smo se sada. Da odmah posle lekcije napravimo ponudu ove flat rice, te riže, cidadoje. Tako da ćemo da Maharaj će to da izmiksa. Bakte ćemo pomoći, Mataji treba da pomognu oko dekoracije. Napravit ćemo ponudu ovde na oltaru, tako da na kraju uz jutarnji prasadam to uzmemo. Tako da bih vas molio da nećemo imati odmah prasadam, nego zajedno kad se sve to napravi. Ako je neko već uzeo prasadam, molio bih, nije niko, ok, nema prasadama sada. Znači to će biti jako brzo, tako da bi stigli da uklopimo i sa ostalim seminarima. So right after the lecture, we will start with mixing this chida doi, flat rice, and we will make an offering. Mataji can help to decorate everything. We will offer it, and we will remnants prasadam of this flat rice we will take together with prasadam. Thank you.
Also, they have a Srimad Bhagavatam here, sixth canto. They have special offer. You can get the 2 volumes for €1.
Ovdje imamo 6. pjevanje Srimad Bhagavatama, oba dijela, i možete dobiti za 1 euro oba dijela možete dobiti. Posebna ponuda.
What a deal.
Koja je to ponuda?
You get a while here, you get this, you get all the swamis to sign your Bhagavatams.
Ako kupite ovo, svi swami vam mogu potpisati na ovaj Srimad Bhagavatama.
Where can they get this? If you had a stack here, we could...
Gdje, jel imate ovdje?
But right now we don't have time. Okay, get your savior euro.
Tako da svi sačuvajte euro
local sačuvajte. Money. 80 dinars. 80 meals. 80 dinners. Oh, dinar is money. In Bahrain, they also have dinars. One dinar is about 2 euros. One.
U Dubai, you jedan dinar, 2 eura.
So anyway, this is the Paniyati festival. Let us all pray to Raghunath Das. By this festival, Raghunath Das saw Nityananda, and he went and he got the blessing, he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kroz ovaj festival Raghunath Das je dobio festival i pridružio se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He got to be the secretary assistant of Swarup Damodar.
Dobio je službu kao sekretar Swarup Damodara.
Assistant secretary of Lord Chaitanya.
Asistenta sekretara gospodina
Chaitanya. One of the six Goswamis.
Jedan od šest Goswamija.
But it all started at this festival.
Ali sve je počelo sa ovim festivalom.
Let's pray to Raghunath Das for his mercy.
Ajmo se pomoliti Raghunath Dasu.
Who wants to help Raghunath Das?
Ko želi pomoći Raghunath Dasu?
Om Govinda 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 Adyo Chiradai Panihati Mahatsav Danna Mahatsav Smiti Utsav Karishye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Rosi Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Harihi Om Tat Krishna Paramam Padam Harihi Om Tat Sat Let's go.